You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. And ooh boy, is tonight going to be interesting. We are going to dive into how the communist takes over the things he takes over. And I have a fresh example, and that's going to be the first thing we do here in a minute. But let me lay out the rest of the show. Yes, we have more Biden going after the oil companies, gas taxes, 14 GOP loser senators taking away your freedom. They're attacking school lunches again. Why do they continue to do this? Eric Adams is attacking school lunches. Ron DeSantis versus Donald Trump playing offense. COVID affecting fertility. Have we been attacked by Russia? And much, much more, including secession talk tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. But before I get to any of that, set all of that stuff aside. I have a story for you. It's a true story, and I'm going to tell you this story, not because I necessarily want you to be an activist in this instance, although I'm going to give out an email address at some point. I want you to email, but set all that stuff aside. I'm going to tell you this story because I want you and I want me to understand better always our enemy. You must know your enemy, all that Sun Tzu stuff. We talk about the mind of the communist and how he thinks and why he does what he does endlessly, because unless we understand these people, we will never, ever, ever defeat them. We have to understand how they think. We have to understand their tactics. I got an email a long time ago. You longtime listeners of the show will remember it, but for everybody new, allow me to catch you up. We have a lot of former communists who listen to the show and they email the show and they call on the show and they're always, look, these emails are always welcome. Help us understand. Help me understand. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Help me understand the mentality, the tactics I want to know. I want to share with other people. And this lady, she said, hey, I'm former communist, so on and so forth. I want to explain something to you about how you're right about it being a religion. And I'm paraphrasing here, but this is essentially what she said. Local elections. I'm talking the local bond, the local school board, the local this, the local that, a bunch of random local stuff where we're not even talking city council level here. We're talking a local election about something different. She said, when I was with the communists, when I was on the left, you don't understand, she was saying this to me, you don't understand how committed they are to politics and to being involved in everything at a local level. And she went on to explain that she missed a local vote one time. One vote. Now, look, I'm not naive. Maybe you do already vote in every single election, no matter what, but I would guess you probably don't. Now, I'm sure presidential year, Congress and whatnot, city council, but are you at every election? She missed some jerkwater local election. And because she felt so convicted by her communist religion for missing a local election, she had to go see a counselor. She had to see a psychologist. She was so overwhelmed with guilt, she missed some local election you don't care about and I don't care about. Now, I told you that story to tell you this story. Friendswood, Texas. It's actually right down here in my area. It's in the Houston area. It's Friendswood, Texas. It's this I don't want to say tiny. I don't know how many people were there. I think it's 40, 50,000 people. So I guess that counts as a city. I mean, it sounds small to you, I know, but whatever. But just stay with me. Stay with me here. I don't ask you to care about Friendswood, but Friendswood, Texas. It's blood red. It's one of those things. You see this all over the place. It happens everywhere in the country where you have a city that's all blue. And then the suburbs, the areas around it are all blood red. You know, if you're in New York City proper, it's all blue. You want to get out, you go to Long Island. You know how it is. That's just the way it goes. Friendswood is one of these blood red suburbs of Houston, to where if you're in Houston and you make enough money and you want your kids to have a better education, you want to live around people who have your values, you pack it up and you sell your house and you move on down to Friendswood. It's one of those types of places. And I know all this because I was having an extensive conversation with a friend this morning about something that's happening in Friendswood. Believe me, this is going to apply to you. Stay with me. Apparently, Friendswood is as Republican as it gets, from what I understand. Congressman, everything, blood red. It's white picket fence, America, guns and God and everything else under the sun. I get all this information. People always send me information about local controversies and things that are happening. Here's what I found out. They're having a July 4th parade, which they would in a town like that. The Grand Marshal at this July 4th parade they're having in Friendswood, Texas, it is a trans activist. This lady is a lesbian trans activist, a vocal supporter of gun control. This lady had, from what I understand, had her son dressed up as a Disney princess at the age of 3 and now regularly takes him to drag shows. We are talking, if you had to sit down with a pen and paper and write out the card-carrying cultural Marxist nut job, you would create this person from toe to the top of the crew cut I'm sure she has on top of her head. That's what you would do. How does that happen, though? This is the important part of all this. How in the world could that happen? Blood red area, blood red mayor, congressman, even the schools, even the government schools, from what I understand in this area, like they'll pray in them. This is a red area. And you have a full-blown communist nut job leading the July 4th. She's the Grand Marshal of the July 4th parade. How's that happen? Started digging into it with my buddy this morning because he's been investigating. Here's how it happened. Bunch of phone calls were made. They were trying to figure out how this happens. Well, called the mayor, wasn't the mayor, called the Parks and Recreation Department, because the Parks and Recreation Department of the city, again, we're talking about a small city, if you even want to call it a city, the Parks and Recreation Department said, hey, I know we announced it, but it wasn't us, it was the July 4th committee, to which my buddy digs in and he says, July 4th committee? What July 4th committee? They said, oh, yeah. There was an all-volunteer July 4th steering committee that made all the decisions for what the July 4th parade would look like in this town, in Friendswood, Texas. Now, let me ask you something. If there was a July 4th steering committee in your town, would you even know about it? My buddy is very politically active, and he lives there. He's actually on the school board. He's on the school board, politically active, and he lives there. And I said, okay, so July 4th steering committee, when was that? Where was that? He said, Jesse, I have no idea. I've never even heard of it before. I didn't know it was a thing. Understand what we're up against here. And I'm not saying this to dishearten you. I'm saying this so we understand what we're up against. It goes way beyond local elections you don't give a crap about. The city putting out an email about agenda items upcoming. Have you ever once opened up an email or gotten a flyer from your city and gone through every upcoming agenda item, item by item, and figured out which of those things you can infiltrate and infect and push your values on? Have you ever once done that in your life? And you are a politically active person who loves your country and you love your values, and yet you've never done that once in your life, and I haven't either. I'm not pointing fingers. And we must understand we are going up against people who do. July 4th steering committee? No one knew. No one knew. These communists, they'll even get to red areas and they will infect them because they will seek out positions of authority and power you never even knew existed, and they will take them over. They know that your values are different than their values. So where do they go? They don't go to the middle of the room. They go stand at the door and find a position as the doorman so they control who comes and who goes. I shared this with you because I want you to understand. If you are doing this thing right now where you're saying, I'm tired of this city, I'm packing up, I'm getting out, I'm going to a red area, that's good. I want you to do that. That's good. Get out of the city and go be somewhere where you can be protected and where you have people who share your values. But you must hear me and hear me well. When you get to where you're going, you must dig in and fortify. Become an activist. Get involved. School boards, elections, city council meetings. You have to do things, and I have to do things we've never done before. We must act like they're coming for everything, because I promise you, they are. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday that's coming. Email them to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I'm going to move on to this gun bill and Eric Adams trashing the school lunches and why they continually do this, but I am going to ask you for something, and I don't do this often, right? How often do I ask you for something? I'm going to ask you for something here because I've decided we need to do something on this show. And this is something I just came up with today. I've decided, in the interest of becoming better activists than we've ever been, I need to start using occasionally. This is not going to be every day. It's not going to be often. I need to start using this platform I've been given to get involved locally when there are problems. You are welcome to email in your local problems. I am not telling you I'm going to help with every single local thing because we get this all the time. But occasionally, we're going to take our national power, our national platform, and we are going to dig in and try to protect a red area. So I'm going to ask you to do me a favor now. I'm going to ask you to send an email to the manager and the mayor of this little town in Texas. No, I don't expect you to care about Friendswood, Texas. I don't. But I've decided that this is going to be something we need to do going forward. And here's what I want. No threats. No threats of violence. Nothing illegal. I want you to be very polite, but very vocal and very forceful that you want this vile filth out of Friendswood, Texas, and you want this grand marshal of the July 4th parade to be removed. No illegal, no violence, no nothing. I'm asking you right now if you would send an email for me. First email goes to the city manager, FWDCity@Friendswood.com. And also send an email. You can send the exact same email to the mayor. And that one's easy to remember. Mayor@Friendswood.com. Let these two people know, the city manager and the mayor, exactly how excited you are for a small family town in red America to have a trans activist who dresses her son up in drag leading the July 4th parade, a celebration of this nation. FWDCity@Friendswood.com, Mayor@Friendswood.com. I've decided this is something we're going to do once every 2 or 3 months, I think. We are going to find some local thing, wherever the case may be, wherever it is, and we are going to get involved, and we are going to be active. And if you say something to me like right now, like, oh, Jesse, that's cancel culture. I don't leave that. That's cancel culture. I believe in cancel culture. Did you know right now, as we speak right now, a major American publication. I'm not going to give you the details yet. They're currently digging in to me and my advertisers and my employers, and they're trying to get me fired and the show canceled for the things I say about the election. Don't worry. Obviously, Premier is so freaking awesome. They've already told him to go pound sand. All our advertisers, they're all anti-communists, so they told him to go pound sand. We're all fine. But understand this. They're trying to cancel you and what you believe every single day. Well, guess what? I play that game too. I hit people who hit me. You remember we just got that DEI director in Miami fired for putting on a drag show for children? We hunt here. We hunt communists here. We believe in cancel culture here. I am not, quote, better than that. I do not believe in live and let live. I believe in wading into a fight when someone has declared war on me. And so now it's freaking on. Now it's on. So occasionally we're going to do this for local elections. Now, my blood pressure is already up. So I'm actually going to wait for a second before I get to the GOP gun bill. Now, I want to talk about something no one's talking about right now. You know, I made my prediction for who the Democrat nominee for president is going to be. Got an email right here. Jesse, I'll take your bet on Eric Adams and raise you a world-famous Jesse Kelly cheeseburger. Eric Adams, this guy says, will not be the Democrat nominee for president in 2024. He may run, but in the end, the nominee will be Gavin Newsom. He goes on to say he's charismatic. He is. Says he's good-looking. He is. Says, you know, he's been preparing to run. He's been groomed for it. That's a totally valid point. I have a lot of friends who think it's going to be Newsom and not Adams. But I want to focus on Eric Adams for a moment. Because, again, this is somebody that is wildly ambitious. And he's somebody that perfectly fits the mold of the three things we talk about all of our cultural leaders having in common. He fits every single one of them to the T. One, no love of country. Oftentimes they hate it, but no love of country. You remember Eric Adams, new police commissioner? This didn't get any play in the press. New police commissioner stands up in front of a microphone, and they choose to have this big press conference in front of this big mural. And you remember, I talked about it on the show, you remember this big mural had a bunch of violent street terrorists on it? It was a celebration of violent street terrorists who had either murdered or attempted to murder people in the United States of America. Don't let that, I was an NYPD cop routine fool you. Oh, Eric Adams has an axe to grind just like all these other scumbags. But we're actually going to skip down to the third thing right now. What are the three things I always say about all of our cultural leaders? One, no love of country. Two, no connection to the real world. Three, they believe they should rule over you as kings and queens. All the leaders right now of the West, it's not just America, all the leaders of the West, they look at the limits that have been put on the power of government and they look on them with such disdain. They look on you with such disdain. These stupid swine, these unwashed masses, they're getting pretty uppity and unruly around here. We're going to have to smack them down. They believe they should make decisions for your life. You want to know what Eric Adams is doing? And then we'll talk about this GOP gun bill. I'll tell you in a second.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. It's hump day, baby, hump day! We're going to get to the gun bill here in a minute. Did you hear what Joe Biden said? Stop complaining about gas prices. We're helping Ukraine.
So for all those Republicans in Congress criticizing me today for high gas prices in America, are you now saying we were wrong to support Ukraine? Are you saying we were wrong to stand up to Putin? Are you saying that we would rather have lower gas prices in America and Putin's iron fist in Europe? I don't believe that.
Don't you love this? First, they tell you there's nothing they can do. Then they tell you, what are you, anti-Ukraine? Just pay your $6 a gallon, peasant. We're helping Ukraine, these daggone people. All right, before I get to any of that, I have to finish this thought on Eric Adams. Remember, no love of country, no connection to the real world, and a belief they should rule as kings and queens. Eric Adams is very famous about being a vegan, which means he's one of the most annoying people on the planet, like the rest of the vegans. Well, it would be one thing if you were just a vegan. I'm just kidding. I don't care if you're a vegan. You do what you do. My wife's doing a lot of that plant-based crap now, too. I actually saw, get this, Michael, we had cashew cheese sauce in the fridge. It's sitting right next to my can of Frito-Lay jalapeno cheddar cheese. Cashew. Oh, I know, Chris. Don't ask me. I said to her, too. I said, what is cashew cheese sauce? She's like, well, it's actually not dairy. It's plant-based. I'm like, all right, you know what? Forget it. I'm sorry I asked. But look, it's fine. Whatever. Be a vegan. Be whatever you want. But that's not how the communist thinks. And it's definitely not how our modern cultural leaders think. You see, there are complaints all over the place now about the new, quote, healthy food in the school lunch program. And I thought it so perfectly describes these people. And Adams is getting blasted about the whole thing. And Adams comes out and says, yeah, they're just not used to healthy food. Steps in there immediately, destroys the quality of the school lunches for kids, and doesn't feel even the slightest bit bad about it. I swear it takes me back to the COVID vaccine mandates and all the other insanity. You just don't know what's good for you. That's the problem. Why are you being so unruly? Just learn what's good for you, peasant. That's how these people think, man. It is how these people think. Which brings me to this. I've been holding off on this And I'm gonna be calm. Don't worry. I promise I'm gonna be calm. I'm fine. I'm good. But looks like the gun control bill sailing through the Senate as we speak. And it's going to sail through the Senate with the help of 14 Republican senators. And obviously I'm mad about it. I'm staying calm right now. I'm such a calm person. I'm staying calm. I'm mad about it. No big deal. There's no need to be upset. I'm mad. But I don't want to talk about the communists for a minute. Let's just set them aside. Everyone knows they want the guns. They want all of them. Everyone gets it. They want the communists. Everyone gets that. Why do they want the guns? Why do the communists want the guns? We've talked about it extensively. Why? They want the freedom to hurt you. It's not more complicated than that. They're not worried about the next mass shooting or the last mass shooting. That doesn't concern them in the least. These are not people who consider human life to be in any way sacred at all. They've proven that time and time and time again. They don't care about that. They don't care about those dead people in Buffalo. They don't care about the dead kids in Uvalde. They've never had even a tiny moment of sympathy for any of those people or genuine empathy for those people. They want the freedom to hurt you. It bothers American communists that they can't just hurt you whenever you don't comply. It drives them insane. So let's set them aside. We already get that. Let's talk about these Republicans. Let's talk about people like John Cornyn of Texas, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. Now, Texas, you probably know, and South Carolina, those are two of the reddest states in the United States of America. You already know that. They are. They're very, very red states. So how is it possible for South Carolina to have Lindsey Graham, Texas to have John Cornyn? How's that possible? Well, I'll put it to you this way. Back to what we were saying in the very beginning of the show. We are far too complacent on our side. We don't get involved. We don't learn about various things. And we are far too forgiving. Way too forgiving. John Cornyn and Lindsey Graham each have the exact same playbook, and they've been playing it for years. When it comes to election year, you know, senators are up for election every 6 years. When it comes to election year, they will all of a sudden, my goodness, they'll step up to the podium. They'll sound like me up there. They'll sound like you. You're hearing these guys talking. Is that the second coming of Barry Goldwater? And then the second they get reelected, they spend 4 or 5 years spitting all over you and everything you believe. And then reelection comes up again and they sound really good and they put out a couple really good sound bites and we all go out and vote again. You're mad about John Cornyn today? Leading the fight, working with the communists on gun control. Did you know John Cornyn just got reelected again? And in his primary, John Cornyn got over 70% of the vote. 7-0. That's not the communists. We can't sit back and point fingers. Oh, it's AOC. It's Grandma Vodka. It's someone. No. It's us. It's low information voters on our side, not learning who's actually with us and who's against us, or even worse, learning who's with us and against us and choosing just to forget about all that when they walk into the polls. Oh, John Cornyn, Herb, I love him. You know, we met him once at the GOP convention and he was so nice. Well, I'm going to vote for the Republican again, John Cornyn. And that's exactly how we get here. These people are so used to crapping on you and crapping on me and getting away with it. They're never going to start fighting for us. They're never going to start fighting for freedom ever until we start throwing the ones out of office who don't, because they have no incentive. They have no incentive. Do you have any idea how nice it is to be a senator? I've been in these Senate offices. You cannot believe it. You cannot believe the staff and the office facilities and these for the everyone every 100 of these senators, the people in the House, unless you're talking leadership like Pelosi and stuff like that. But the normal people in the House, they have like some standard 1,000-square-foot office, maybe two or three little offices in there. You got some interns working in some cubbies. And then you make your way over to the Senate buildings. They have entire wings. You get like half a floor, several rooms as a senator. They live like gods, up for election every 6 years, private planes, steak dinners. They love being there, and we never throw out the losers because we're so nice. We've got to start being better. And you know what the worst part about this bill is? It's not even the red flag stuff, which we'll talk about in a minute. You know the worst part of this bill? I'll tell you in just a second. Now, let me tell you about something else. I know you've been raging all week about Walmart throwing Mike Lindell out. Walmart threw MyPillow and Mike Lindell out because Mike Lindell won't bend the knee. He won't say the election was fair. He won't say everything was on the up and up. Mike Lindell won't do it. You know you can have the best slippers on the planet for $90 off and thank somebody who's actually fighting for you in this culture war? If you go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials, use the promo code Jesse, you get my slippers. It's got this three-layer technology on them. They're the greatest thing ever. My pillow, my slippers, $90 off. And oh, did I mention? There's a flash sale on my pillows. You can get them as low as $19.88 with the promo code Jesse. Go to mypillow.com, promo code Jesse. Get your my pillow at the best price ever. Get your my slippers. Go enjoy the best stuff ever.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on a hump day, and I promised you an email roundup today, and I am going to get to it in a second. I swear I'm going to get to it in a second. Like, I got more stuff to do. We have to discuss the gun bill real quick, and I have all this sound. I haven't even gotten to the sound. I've just been ranting the whole show. Sorry about that. But first, the gun bill. Do you understand? Let's just pause on that for a moment. Do you remember the things the DOJ and the FBI has done over the past 4 or 5 years? Just in case you forgot, I'm just going to give you a little refresher here. You do remember that Hillary Clinton's campaign, they brought false information to the FBI in the form of a Steele dossier saying Trump was a Russian agent. The FBI knew that information was false, and they still took the false information to the FISA court so they could get permission to spy on the opponent of then-President Barack Obama. And we have the FBI agent involved text messaging something saying Obama wants to know everything we're doing. That's one thing. Another thing, maybe you've heard of this. People don't want a bunch of psychopaths talking about pronouns and things like that to kids. People, parents, even Democrat parents, they don't want this thing teaching their children.
But sometimes in the general public, I run into this where they're like, why do you let a middle schooler like tell you what pronouns to use?
And to that, I sort of have two things to say. The first one is, like, clearly you don't know middle schoolers. The only thing they want is to be taken seriously. Like, that's it. So doing this is a super easy way to take them seriously and show them that you respect them as individuals.
And the second thing I say to them is that the consequences of not using the pronouns that students want you to use are deadly in some cases. And
I've had enough of that. Okay. Parents don't want people like that teaching their children. So parents, to their credit, to your credit, started showing up at school board meetings and getting very loud. And then the FBI, you see, you remember the National Teachers Union didn't like that Republicans were finally showing up at school board meetings. And so they sent a letter to the AG, The White House helped them write the letter, but they sent a letter to the AG. Merrick Garland then directed the FBI to go after those parents, and the counterterrorism heads of the FBI had a meeting. We now know this because of released documents, and the counterterrorism heads of the FBI didn't have a meeting to discuss ISIS or Al-Qaeda or something like that. They sat down around a table to decide which terrorist threat tag that they should assign to concerned parents. Do you understand that the 14 Republicans who voted for this gun control bill voted to send $1.5 billion more to the FBI and the DOJ? We are being surrounded. We are being completely surrounded. The administrative state is aiming its guns at us, and the Republicans of the past, they're busy giving them even more money so they can abuse us daily. I'm madder at John Cornyn than I've ever been at AOC. AOC's an idiot. Okay, whatever. AOC's an idiot and a communist, and she sucks. At least AOC openly admits she's my enemy. She's my enemy. She hates me. She wants to destroy everything I believe. I'm her enemy. I hate her. I'm going to destroy everything I believe. We're on the same page. That's fine. May the best man win. John Cornyn pretends he's my ally. John Cornyn's sitting right there in the fighting hole beside me, slipping a knife in my ribs as I'm trying to do battle. I hate that person more than I could ever hate AOC. Golly. All right. All right, look, we're moving off this because we have a bunch of stuff to get to. We have all this. I love the new Democrat tactic because I played this one for you earlier today. This is an interesting strategy by Joe. Stop complaining about gas prices. Don't you love Ukraine?
So for all those Republicans in Congress criticizing me today for high gas prices in America, are you now saying we were wrong to support Ukraine? Are you saying we were wrong to stand up to Putin? Are you saying we would rather have lower gas prices in America and Putin's iron fist in Europe? I don't believe that.
I think I'd rather be shot by a hero gun than have to have Joe Biden question my patriotism. I would. You know how we talked about the hero gun charity event we need to do? We're going to shoot Chris with a hero gun and maybe the new hero arrow. We'll do it for money. Chris, we'll give back. We'll make it a Jewish charity or something like that. We'll give him matzo balls or whatever. But by the way, have you bought your hero gun yet? It's a non-lethal gun. It's a non-lethal gun. You don't need a concealed carry permit for it. Anyone can use it. Maybe you're not a gun person. Maybe you hate them. That's fine. This is a non-lethal gun. Point and squeeze. It's got a laser sight on it. Point and squeeze. And while you're there, check out the Hero Arrow. It's even smaller than the hero gun, right in your pocket, right in your purse, right in your glove compartment, that shoots this double barrel blast of this Pavo gel out there and just destroys people, absolutely destroys people. Go get a hero gun and a hero arrow for that person you love today so they can protect themselves. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. All right, back to this thing. Apparently this whole stop complaining about gas prices thing, apparently that's a tactic they're just going to go with. While you're watching your standard of living evaporate before your eyes, they're going to go with this. Here was a guest on MSNBC.
You know, I'm just going to say this, and if I get banged for it, I don't care. There is a great deal of Americans where it is uncomfortable that they're spending more, but they are not going to go under. You know, you got to stop complaining when there's so many people who literally the inflation rate means they may only have two meals instead of three. There are Americans who did extremely well in the last 2 years in the market. You still have your job. And yeah, it's costing you more for gas, but guess what? You're still going to take that holiday, that 4th of July vacation. You can still eat out. So I'm going to need you to calm down and back off, because it feeds into this fear, and then this fear feeds into people making decisions that creates the very thing that they're fearful of.
So I just want to be clear about this. This is the tactic. We now have a three-pronged tactic from the Biden administration. One, we have a blame the oil companies tactic. This is very interesting, but we're going to blame the oil companies.
So let's be honest with one another. My message is simple. To the companies running gas stations and setting those prices at the pump, This is a time of war, global peril, Ukraine. These are not normal times. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product.
Okay. Step one, prong number one is attack the oil companies. Step two is, of course, blame Vladimir Putin.
Dealing with what the Americans are facing at the pump, which is high prices due to inflation, due to the part of it is the pandemic, part of it is Putin's war on Ukraine and the Putin's tax hike.
I think it's hilarious how Corinne Diversity Hire actually screwed that up. Instead of Putin's price hike, she even got the stupid hashtag wrong. And then they've added a third prong, and they're just telling you, stop whining.
So for all those Republicans in Congress criticizing me today for high gas prices in America, are you now saying we were wrong to support Ukraine? Are you saying we were wrong to stand up to Putin?
That's working out well. All right, we are going to do a huge email roundup tonight. We still have to talk about DeSantis and Trump. We have a couple guys in the House and Senate actually playing offense out there, which I love. Is Russia already attacking us? That and much more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to an iHeart Podcast.